So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Are you ready for the shopping list?
Ready.
Do you have a piece of paper?
Yes.
How about a pencil?
Lisa, just tell me what you need.
What have you got down there so far?
Nothing.
Well, you didn't have to put that down.
I didn't write.
Put down a jar of instant coffee.
Instinct coffee?
Well, you know, when you put the coffee in the cup and you add some water and it makes coffee in an instinct.
One jar of instinct coffee.
And we also need...
Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, we're making out the shopping list.
Oh, good. Put me down a bottle of rum and a pineapple.
What?
I have to get used to those Hawaiian drinks.
May I ask why?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I'm going to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
When?
As soon as I win the contest. Oh, you'd better mark down a jar of passion fruit, too.
Passion fruit? Is that good for...
No. Just the name of a fruit.
What contest is it, Ab?
It's the Peterson Poi Juice Contest.
Poi juice?
They serve it every afternoon on the veranda of the Tiki Bongo Hotel. The Tiki Bongo is where they put you up for 2 weeks if you win the contest. In addition, the winner gets free catamaran lessons, the use of a surfboard, and a year's supply of shark repellent.
And they also give you a ukulele autographed by Juke Kanahaki.
How do you know?
Well, I saw the commercial on their TV program last night, Run for Your Wife.
Run for Your Wife?
Wasn't that a real grabber?
Certainly was. You see, these two fellows were on the top of the Empire State Building, and this one fellow pushed the other fellow off. But he didn't know that the other fellow had a parachute, and he drifted down into the arms of this beautiful girl, and they were married and lived happily ever after.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that. It sounds like a great show.
Well, it wasn't the show. It was the commercial.
What?
It was very clever. Right on top of the parachute, they had printed, Drink Peterson's Poi Juice.
Oh, that was clever.
And when the fellow drifted down in the girl's arms, she said, Let's get married and let's go on our honeymoon to Hawaii. And he said, I can't afford it. And she said, Maybe we can win a trip to Hawaii by going to our local grocer and get an entry blank and mail it into the Peterson Poi Juice Company.
Oh, that is a sensational commercial.
That wasn't the commercial. That was a show.
Yeah.
Can I go into Drucker's with you and get my entry blank?
No, you've got work to do.
Oh, we'll get you an entry blank.
Fred, I told you, I don't have any entry blanks for a trip to Hawaii contest. Who told you about it?
Arnold. We saw a commercial on some TV show called, Run for Your Wife.
Fred, do you really understand what Arnold says?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't mumble. Now, let me have one of them blanks.
Fred, I told you I never got any. Oh, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Well, good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Good morning.
Mr. Zippo.
Hello there, Arnold. What's the matter with Arnold?
Oh, he always gets the shies in the presence of a beautiful woman.
The shies?
Yeah, that's country talk.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, Mr. Drucker, we need a few... What's the matter with him?
Well, he's ahead of you. He's got a lower number.
He has number 3. What number do you have?
I don't have a number.
Well, you have to take one.
Oh. 82? Who has the other numbers?
Well, there aren't any more. I bought the system from a bankrupt bakery, and that's the only 2 numbers they had left.
Wait on, Arnold.
All we want is our entry blanks for the Hawaiian trip contest.
We want to get some of those, too.
I just told Fred I didn't get any. Them companies are always sending me contest blanks, and I just throw them in here.
Well, maybe that's what you done with the Hawaiian blanks.
No, no, the only contest for a trip I got is this here one. First prize is an all-expense vacation to Verdun to watch the Kaiser sign the armistice.
I'd like to enter that one.
Well, sorry, but you have to send in your entry blank before November 11th, 1918.
Mr. Drucker, could you please wait on me?
Mr. Drucker is still waiting on number 3. You're welcome.
Doggone, they did send me some blanks for that poi juice contest.
Well, I'll take mine.
So will I, and may I have one for Ab? Oliver, will you take one?
No, I'm not a poi juice drinker.
Oh, we finally found something you don't drink.
Well, drinking ain't a requirement.
Take one, Oliver.
All right. Thank you. Now, can I get waited on?
Just a second. What number have you got?
82.
I'm ahead of you. I got number 3.
Where did you get that?
The pig gave it to me.
Well, I printed my name and address. Now, what else do I have to do?
Just sign your name in your own handwriting.
Ab, I've been looking all over for you.
I've been right here.
Doing what?
We were filling out our poi juice blanks. We filled out one for you, too. All you have to do is sign it right here.
If I do, then can we get to work?
Yes, sir.
Be sure you spell Douglas the same way I did, so they know that we are married.
That's none of their business. Now, can we get to work?
As soon as he takes them to New York and marries them.
New York?
Well, we want to be sure that they get there in time for the drawing.
That's 2 weeks away. You take these to Drucker's and mail them, and I don't want to hear another word about that contest, Poi Juice or Hawaii.
Aloha, amigo.
Well, hello, Mr. Haynes. Aloha, amigo.
Yeah, that's Hawaiian for hello, wetback.
Mr. Haney.
I suppose you're on your way to take your hula lesson.
Well, why should I take a hula lesson?
You're not gonna foxtrot on Waikiki Beach.
I'm the type that might.
Well, I hate to see you spoil an all-expense 2-week trip to Hawaii by making a fool out of yourself.
Well, Mr. Haney, I appreciate your concern, but I have no intention of going to Hawaii.
You didn't enter the poi juice contest?
My wife talked me into signing a blank, but I don't expect to win.
Well, I've got a great deal more confidence in you than you have, and I'm willing to back it up with hard cash.
What are you getting at?
I figure first prize is worth $5,000. So I'll give you my check for $2,500 for half interest in your entry.
I'll take it.
Sign here.
Just a minute here now. What am I signing?
Oh, it's just a simple agreement saying that if you win, you'll split with me. Now, I would take your word for it, but the last time I went into one of these things, the winner skipped off and went off to Verdun and watched the Kaiser sign the armistice without me.
Mr. Haney.
Now, here's the place where you put your signature to bind our simple agreement.
This is not a simple agreement. There are 18 pages here.
Well, being a lawyer, you know that a contract ain't legal unless it has a few whereases and wherefores.
Well, if you'll explain this clause to me.
The Hawaiian outfit clause. Oh, that's very simple. Now, in return for my check for $2,500, you agree to buy a complete outfit of Hawaiian clothes from the Haney Hawaiian South Sea Outfitting Company. Now, this includes such necessary items as a Gilda Gray type grass skirt, plus A South Seas model pith helmet? Now, in addition to the skirt and the helmet, you get this dual-purpose rubber lay.
A rubber lay?
Self-inflating. You can wear it around your neck, or you can sit on it at one of them luau's.
How much are you charging for this outfit?
Well, because we're partners, you can buy the whole thing for $3,500.
I see. You give me a check for $2,500, and in return, I give you a check for $3,500.
Well, we can do it that way, or you can just give me your check for $1,000 and save a lot of paperwork.
Bye.
In the words of Duke Kakanaki, aloha nui wa hulalani, which means, may your bed be filled with broken coconut shells.
Well, it's hard to believe that it's 2 weeks later already.
What?
That's what the sign over your head says.
What sign?
The one that said it's 2 weeks later. And you know what that means?
It means you flipped.
It means that tonight is the night for the drawing on the Run for Your Wife program. Well, aren't you going to come and watch it?
I'd rather read.
Don't you want to see if you win the trip to Hawaii?
No.
Just for that, if they pick your name, I'm not going to tell you.
Lisa, I'm trying to read.
Phew!
Oh, four. Come in.
I can't open the door. I got my hands full.
I'm coming.
Did the show start yet?
Yeah, it's in. What is that?
It's a TV snack, a chocolate chip pizza.
Chocolate chip?
It's not all chocolate chip. It's got raisins, sardines, sour cream, sliced pickles, and cherries.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what they call it. You just go in and ask for a yeah. Would you like a bite?
No, no, no. Get it out of here.
Yes, sir. Would you mind?
Gladly.
In the words of Duke Kakanaki, may your path be strong with palm fronds.
Go eat your yuck. Yes. Oh, no.
Come in.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kimball. The TV's in the bedroom.
Oh, thank you. I didn't come over to watch television.
Well, what did you come over for?
Over where?
Over here.
No, I believe it's over there. Over there, over there. My cousin taught me that. Yeah, he learned it when he won a trip to Verdun to watch the Kaiser sign the armistice.
Yes.
Am I interrupting anything?
I'm trying to read this book.
Oh, well, I'll wait till you finish it then.
Mr. Kimball, did you want to see me about something?
Yes, I certainly did.
What is it?
What's what?
What did you want to see me about?
See you about... Oh, it's a matter of the utmost, well, not the utmost, it's, Oh, it's not that either, it's,
Well, tell me or forget it.
Oh, yes, sir. You know I forgot it? Well, good night.
One minute to the drawing.
Will you stop interrupting me? Come in.
Did I leave my hat in here?
It's on your head.
Oh. Well, if you find it, would you save it for me? Night.
Oh,
Oh, brother.
Oliver, they're going to pick the name.
What's the use?
Now, here's the moment all America has been waiting for. The drawing for the winner of our Hawaiian trip. And now to select the lucky winner, here is the president of the Peterson Poi Juice Company, Mr. Clark Peterson.
Do you want a piece of yuck?
Oh, you get that stuff away from me.
Shh.
Oh,
yes. Mr. Peterson, if you will, please.
Yes.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that the winner will appear on this program next week, at which time Mr. Peterson will personally present him or her with the airplane tickets and hotel reservations at the fabulous Tiki Bongo Hotel, which is only a 15-minute bus ride from beautiful Waikiki Beach.
On second thought, I'll have a piece of that yuck.
Yes. The winner is from... I think that's Hooterville.
That's us! That's us!
And the name of the winner is... I can't quite read his handwriting. Is that Oliver?
Oliver! Oliver, it's you!
You won! You won!
No, that's not Oliver. It could be Alfred. No, it's Arnold. Arnold Ziffel.
Arnold Ziffel?
That's you, Arnold. You've won the trip to Hawaii.
Oh, hello, dear.
Good morning. I wonder if you could help me.
To do what?
Well, I'm lost.
Oh, well, the best thing is to find a policeman and tell him, and he'll call your mother, and she'll come and get you. Hello, dear. Haven't I seen you someplace before?
Who is it, Lisa?
Oh, it's him.
My name is Robertson. I'm with an advertising agency.
Robertson, Williams, and Simon, huh?
Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for the Ziffel farm.
Well, you go down the road about a
mile... What do you want to see them about?
Well,
Lisa,
as I said...
If you don't stop interrupting, you're going to have to go back in the house.
He always treats me like a child, except on Saturday nights when I mix the martinis.
You were going to tell me how to find the Ziffel farm?
No, you were going to tell us why you want to see them.
Well, if you were watching television last night, you probably know that Arnold Ziffel won the Peterson Poi Juice drawing. I'm here to talk to him about his appearance on our show next week and to make arrangements for his trip to Hawaii.
I take it you haven't had any contact yet with Arnold?
No, I told you, I'm lost.
Well, if you think you're lost now, wait till you meet Arnold.
Mr. Ziffel, this is Mr. Robertson.
Mr. Robertson is with the advertising firm of Robertson, Williams, and Simon.
Oh, howdy. Mr. Robertson got lost, so we brought him over. He's here to talk to Arnold about winning the Hawaiian contest.
Well, Arnold's all excited about that. Say, what part of Europe is Hawaii in?
Not in Europe, it's in the Pacific.
The Pacific what?
The Pacific Ocean.
Oh, that one.
Mr. Ziffel, I'd like to meet Arnold. We have a lot of arrangements to make for his appearance on our TV show next week.
Well, he just come home from school.
He's in the third grade.
Oh, how old is he?
Well, let's see now. About 6 years ago, I met his mother and fell in love with her. I traded Ben Miller plow for her.
You traded your plow for...
She was carrying Arnold at the time.
That's the way we do things in Hooterville.
Then Arnold is your stepson.
Well, yes, but then I brought him up as my own.
Well, that's very commendable. May I see him, please?
Well, certainly. Come on in.
Your nerves in pretty good shape?
Yes, they seem fine.
After you.
He's been playing that same record ever since he heard he won the trip to Hawaii. Arnold, cut that thing off and come on in here. Arnold, this is Mr. Robertson.
How do you, Did you call him?
Yes, he did.
But he's a...
Yes, he is.
May I use the phone?
Arnold Zippel is a what?
A pig.
Well, clean him up and buy him some new clothes before he appears on TV.
What?
He's what kind of a pig? Well, that's impossible. You tell those people he is not eligible.
Yes, sir, I'll tell them. Mr. Zippel, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we can't give Arnold his prize.
If you'll quiet down, I'll ask him. Why can't he have his prize?
Because a pig is not eligible to enter our contest. Well, if you'd read the rules...
I read the rules, and it didn't say anything about if you were a pig, you couldn't enter.
Lady, would you please mind your own business?
Just a minute. You're talking to my wife.
This matter is no concern of hers or yours.
Well, I'll make it a concern of Mr. Douglas. He's a lawyer, and I'm going to hire him to represent Arnold.
You're a pig lawyer?
Look, I resent the...
There is nothing to resent. He's the best pig lawyer in the whole state.
How much shall we sue him for, Mr. Douglas?
Go ahead and sue. You never stand a chance in court.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't want to go to court. How will it look when the word gets out that a pig won the Peterson Poi Juice contest?
May I use the phone?
The pig has hired a lawyer?
What saloon are you phoning from?
What? Well, even if there isn't anything in the rules about pigs, there is one condition in those rules which I think will discourage him and his lawyer.
Yes, sir. I'd forgotten all about that, Mr. Peterson. It'll be a pleasure. Well, Mr. Douglas?
Watch it, Oliver. I think he's going to loophole you.
Since you're making such an issue of sticking to the rules, we're perfectly willing to do just that. May I remind you that each entry blank had to be signed by the entrant?
So?
So, may I see Arnold sign his name?
Got a pen?
There you are, Mr. Zippel.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas. Here, Arnold. Sign your name.
Yes, you can use the phone.
Oliver, you're a hero.
Lisa, please.
All these letters are from people who read about what you did for Arnold.
Yeah, fine.
They all want you to handle the legal cases for their animals.
Look,
here is one from a woman with a dog that wants to get a divorce.
The dog wants a divorce?
No, the woman, but the dog is against it.
Lisa.
Anyway, if it weren't for you, Arnold wouldn't be going to Hawaii tomorrow.
I hope he has a good time.
Do you want to go to the station and see Arnold off?
No, that won't be necessary. We sent him a bottle of champagne.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Zippel. We were just talking about coming to the station to say goodbye to Arnold.
Well, you can say hello because he ain't going.
He isn't?
Can we have our bottle of champagne back? Just thought I'd ask.
Why isn't Arnold going?
Well, they sent him his ticket and itinerary, and he liked the idea of the governor of Hawaii meeting him at the airport. And he likes a hula show and the ride in the outrigger canoe. But when he found out that he was to be the guest of honor at the luau, he called off the trip.
Well, what's wrong with the luau?
The main course is roast pig. Thanks for everything, Mr. Douglas. Bye.
Well, Oliver, like Duke Kakanaki says, you can lead a pig to Hawaii, but you can't make him drink it.
Why don't you read some of the letters?
Where are you going?
I'm going into the Pixley Pizza Parlor and get a great big yuck.
Thank you.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.